say that they would rather switch than fight.
You say fuck, we are here, baby. We are here. Welcome to the Late Late Show Turn Up Jam Session. But we are not going to start this show off and go into all this Kumbaya love shit, because we are not there right now, baby.
I hear that.
Well, Friday for you, Saturday for me. So guess what? We turning
up.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot it is already Saturday out there in ratchet ass Florida.
Hold on. Before we get into ratchet ass Florida, let's get into sorry ass California. Because, baby.
Oh, they so trifling.
Listen,
don't talk about them. They so trifling.
That video you put up of them at the swap meet today, baby, listen. I wasn't ready.
And it was the swap meet, dog. It was
the
swap meet.
The girl said I ain't had no earrings since quarantine. Bitch, really? That's important?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Actually, as a Californian, I'm still trying to figure it out and get it together myself, because it made absolutely no sense to me at all. I'm like, wait, earrings? And like, I know for the people who are not in California, y'all don't know how big it is. It's so big that they changed the name from the Flossa Swap Meet to the motherfucking Super Mall. Okay? That's the first fucked up shit. Second of all, the line, I don't want to measure it by distance, but I want to tell y'all at a bare minimum, I don't want to exaggerate, and I don't want to put 2 on the 10 or go overboard, but I swear to God, it was at least like 3,000 people in that fucking line.
Listen,
for the swap.
Listen, this is this how this This how they look like when they lined up at the swap meet in the video.
LL Cool J is hot as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I expel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail double, I'm a fucking bell.
Fuck, I told you, baby, we jamming tonight. Like, we're going to be on one a little bit tonight. We're gonna get real ignorant for them tonight. Trying to get people to understand, like, as much as you want just stuff to be over, like, you just want, you know, you want us to just enjoy life, you know, they keep reminding us that, like, we can't enjoy life, like, they got us feeling like this.
Everybody move to the back of the boat. Put it on the boat and slow me down. We just have to keep on making good people. Everybody move to the back of the boat. We the type of people made the club before. Many of they have pain, the night has gone by. But still I find the time to put that warm up in your eyes. Hope you pay out for these playoffs. Don't be with ass, they were taking another route to represent the Dutton family like great day. Me and my nigga, the time to take the back way. Stepping every city that we headed to that back hay. ATL, Georgia, what if we do call ya? Bulldog at home like the Georgetown call ya. Boy, you sound the feeling, take my room and say you're pretty. Do my donuts while you talk aside, you talk about rock city. Dang, pretty committee, go burn it down. What else gonna bust you in the mouth with the chorus now, please?
Who's that for? Everybody move to the back of the boat. Do you want to go and slow me down? We the type of people make the club be cool. Who's that for? Everybody move to the back of the boat. Do you want to go and slow me down? We the type of people make the club be cool.
I'm in the distance, you hit me with my game. To stimulate and activate the left and right brain. The baby boy, your only phone can act your last cut. You focus on the past, you have to be your half. But I want to live
I owe each of them more than I do. I try to just throw it at you. Determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to wish Lincoln is my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kind of sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the walking, off it, sad and it's costly. But that's all shit, broke, and I hope I never have to throw in that boat. Up shit, freaking, good shit, the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. But all said and done, and we got a new going down. When the record player gets the chip and it's slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas on the ground. But that's still the same.
Everybody who's serious about this though. Like people have to understand. Like I was having a conversation earlier today, and I had to explain to this young lady. I was like, "Sweetie, I understand you have issues that's going on with what's going on in Minnesota and what's going on around the world, and you know, in the United States. I understand that you have issues, but right now I need people to understand." White folks, right now ain't the time for y'all to tell us how to do nothing right now.
Amen.
Like right now, we're not looking for your opinion. We didn't ask for it. We don't care about it. We don't give a damn what point of view you trying to come from. We don't give a damn about what rationale. We don't care about none of that right now. I need y'all to understand.
Not even a little bit.
We are tired. Because understand, this is the same state that a man was killed in front of his woman and his children. And then y'all turn around, and then we have another police incident, and then it takes all of this for them to get arrested. Because let me explain to people what I've been trying to understand. Any other person in America, if there is a dead body on the scene, somebody is detained, except when it is a police officer killing anyone. I don't really give a damn about whether it's black or white.
Right.
Yes, it is black. But when a police officer kills somebody, they get the benefit of the doubt all the time.
Right.
And we are tired of
every
that because
time.
Guess what? They make mistakes just like we do too. We're not saying that it couldn't have been a mistake, but what we're saying is a innocent life was taken for no reason, and there needs to be justice gotten. Not, oh, we want what y'all, whatever, whatever, whatever. Yes, y'all finally charged him today, but we're upset because it took too long. Y'all always give people time to go home and go to bed, but y'all kick in our front door and kill our innocent people. Our innocent people. Let's go to Kentucky, where you killed the lady in her house. Y'all had the person in custody for 2 hours prior. Then you arrest the boyfriend because he had a carry and conceal and he wanted to protect his household. But y'all was wrong. But it took us to do civil rights action to get that man out of jail, even though y'all killed his old lady. But you telling me that we got it on camera? We got the whole thing on camera. And you telling me we got to be understanding and we got to wait for justice. Baby, you can't keep giving me that one. I'm sorry. You can't keep telling me to wait. People are like, oh, well, look, it looked bad because they ride. And I said, well, y'all rided with the Boston Tea Party when y'all didn't like England. I'm not understanding.
The riots are the words of people who are not being heard.
All the time. Because here's the part that pissed me off about so many people. Like, right? I'm listening to people say, oh, well, Dr. King. I'm like, y'all don't understand. Dr. King, what did he say, though? It wasn't that Dr. King wasn't for violence. People keep trying to say Dr. King wasn't for violence. What Dr. King was for a more peaceful solution. He never condemned Malcolm X,
exactly.
His brother. He never went to Malcolm X and said, hey, bro, you fucking up the cause for us. He never said that. What he said was, I want to do this nonviolent and peacefully, and I want America to follow my lead, because if they see, but see, here's the thing. We've been screaming forever. We ain't our ancestors. We tired of being beat on. We are going to keep that same energy. And if you don't like it, you're just going to have to be mad at us, because right now we're not trying to hear all that. Ooh, y'all need to be the bigger person. Y'all need to turn the other cheek. Y'all need to,
we
man, listen,
it.
We are not, bruh. Y'all can't
we've
tell us that
the,
now.
We've tried to be the bigger people. We've turned the other cheek. And what did it get us each time?
Like, we have no problem with saying this right here. We have no problem with it.
Give it to me.
Narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to take off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole of bread and water. I don't know if the fact or what. Such a nigga down, he's grabbing his nuts, and on the other hand, without a gun, he can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, because they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop.
Fuck, you know, I do want to say this. I want to commend, because I haven't seen many, but there's one brother that's circulating. I want to commend, there's a black cop that's circulating that has literally gone on the record. On TikTok, he put a video out there and basically went down everything from what type of charges it should have been to how that's not police protocol, that basically in most precincts across the United States, and in that precinct specifically, that is banned behavior. Like, they're not supposed to be able to use that type of maneuvering on people. So here's my thing. If we got police officers, if we finally got black police officers who are standing up and saying that this is wrong, and they are police officers, I'm still trying to figure out how the rest of America has the audacity to look us in the face. Because let me ask you a question. You say, fuck, I'm gonna ask a nice question, man. People may get offended by this, but I don't really care. Let me ask you a question.
Excuse me.
What country did the Holocaust take place in?
Why did I almost say Jewish? A drunk ain't shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm drunk. I'm sorry. I'm so cold and I'm embarrassed. That is not a place, y'all. Don't try to look it up. Don't try to Google it. Jewish, not a place.
I hate you. I swear. It's not a place.
I swear to God. Oh, my God. And I'm so drunk. I'm thrown off. I want to say Holland? Wendy,
okay,
you are.
Matter of fact, well, okay.
Wait
you know
a minute, because I actually do know this.
I'm gonna do you a better one. I'm gonna make it easier for you because you both fucked up. Look, I'm gonna make it easy for you because you fucked up. What continent did it happen on?
It was back in the European continent. It happened. God damn it! I know this. Wait a minute.
Yes,
no.
I'm going to let you go with the easiest.
The Holocaust happened in, huh?
In Europe. It happened in Europe.
Did you say remedial?
We got to go with the country. Yeah. You need remedial
yeah.
World history. We're going to make you do remedial world history. But anyways, so listen.
Actually, I do, because this is seventh grade shit. I'm sorry.
Here's why I asked that question. Now, let me ask you a question. Did Holocaust victims get reparations and support in the United States?
I believe they did, didn't they?
They did. Our government.
Yeah, I believe they did, didn't they?
Our government. Listen, this is why I wanted to say it, just like
Ouch.
This. Our
Ouch.
Government wrote them a check for genocide that didn't even happen on this continent. I want you to understand, okay? Native people got checks eventually and got money and got birthrights and tribal things for things that happen on this country. But black folks are the only persons that I know that have dealt with the United States who have gotten their ass whooped and handed to them and then told, don't worry about it, just put some little salve on it and dust it off. You'll be all right.
Oh, not salve. My grandmama used to use, never mind. Never mind.
I'm saying that the government owes us anything, because I don't really give a damn about you giving us, because we the only people that's ever been designed to go get fucked up situations and make the best out of it. All the here, because look, let me help out some people real quick. Let's talk real facts. Everybody want to sit here and go on TV and they want to big up all these restaurants and all these whatever. I watched an episode the other day of this place called they call themselves Slab, right? So Slab barbecue joint, right? Off of Diners, Drive, or whatever. But the whole thing is based off of 90s and early 2000 hip-hop, slab music based out of Houston and whatever, whatever. But here's my thing, and this is what I told somebody yesterday. Everybody wants to eat our culture and save their hip-hop. Well, since all of y'all, so many of y'all hip-hop, so many of y'all news channels want to dance and do hip-hop stuff, since everybody is so in tune with the culture, why y'all ain't standing up now? Where your voice? Where's your podcast? Where's your news channel that says we demand justice for the black people? But y'all, listen, let me tell you something. You go on ESPN.
Do you know I didn't even think about that?
Every white person on ESPN right now sound like a black person in the 90s. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me Scott Van Pelt ain't using old Stuart Scott slang right now.
I cannot.
And all I'm saying is, I ain't mad at nobody if you capitalize and made some money, because guess what? If you can make money. But y'all made money off of us. Y'all made money off of us. Y'all keep using us and then keep trying to find ways to sell it back to us and then tell us it's okay with it. But y'all been stealing from us from the beginning. And now we got to not only continue to be stole from, but y'all get to keep killing us too. I need somebody to tell me how I'm wrong in what I see and what people feel, because protest and
nobody can tell you that you're wrong about
it. A voice of the unheard. It is the voice
mm-hmm.
of the unjust. It is the voice
mm-hmm.
of the downtrodden. It is the voice of the beat up.
Mm.
They eventually get to a point where they have to fight back, because the last time I checked, when we was doing good in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the government didn't have no, the law officials and the white folks didn't have no problem with burning down Black Wall Street.
Mm.
When you go back and you look at what Harlem was in the early 1900s, they didn't have no problem destroying Harlem. Nixon and the boys in the 80s didn't have
a reason for why. I'm still
they didn't have no problem. In the 70s and the 80s, they didn't have no problem putting crack in the black communities. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. Do you know that the only place that you will pretty much see a check cashing store is either in front of a military installation or a low income housing area? Did you realize that?
No. You know what? I'm not even going to lie and say that I've ever paid attention to that. No, I can't say that I've realized that. No, I'm not even going to sit here and try to lie. No, I have not. I have not.
I want you the next time you go outside, because I know you don't go outside. I know you're a scared hoe like I am. But the next time you go outside, I want you to go ride to the nicest of neighborhoods, the nicest neighborhood that's close to you. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, I need at least a couple of millionaires to live in the community, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to do a 1 mile perimeter around that area. So, like, just go to the next light, make a right, and just drive a circle around that area. And I want you to tell me how many check cashing stores and how many liquor stores you come in contact with. Then I want you to drive back to the hood. And I want you to tell me how many of those bitches you get to before you get to somebody's house that you know. See, we don't want to talk about what's being done to the community. All they want to do is take from the community, but then tell the community that they're taking from that that community ain't nothing.
I do remember a long, this was a long time ago, and it shows you how long ago this was, because I actually remember I really want to say it was this comedian. A lot of people may not know him, but he's actually really, you know, popular. But his name was D. Militant. And he said the hood is the only place you can go where on every liquor store, on every corner, there's a church, a liquor store, and a check cashing place on every corner. And that was all the way back when he was on Comic View in the Comic View days. So you cannot possibly be lying now when they've done nothing but built up the same bullshit.
Bruh. Listen, let me tell you something. Like here's the thing I have. Like somebody got mad at me because they was like, bro, you always talking about the this, the that, and the third. I'm still waiting for pastors to come out united against this. Where's my black clergy leadership right now?
They too busy buying Rolls Royces and having affairs on their wives.
I ain't heard one yet. That I know, and I know a lot of them, I ain't heard one yet voice concern about this publicly. I don't give a damn what you do in your house. See, this is the problem that I have. Nobody
stand
is making a word. But then everybody want to say, oh, well, they shouldn't be out there protesting. I'm not understanding. You got people, first of all, you got people who've already lost their job because of this president's incompetency. You already dealing with people who feel some type of way, because let's understand, if we've never understood what Make America Great Again stands for, we're looking at it right now. If you had a misconception of what you thought it meant, because I'm not gonna sit here and beat around the bush. If we ever had a misconception on what we thought it meant, we are seeing it. We are prime real estate for them to just have their way with us. This is melee season on black folks. I just watched a video, because I keep telling people, I ain't making this about the white cop. I'm making this about cops right now. Because here's the thing. I just watched a video of a black police officer choking a young black man. Yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Got him by the throat, yelling in his face. When I told you to leave, why didn't you leave? Like he got him by the throat in the corner. Like, remember the old X-Men cartoon when Sabretooth picked up Wolverine by the throat and held him against the corner and basically was looking at him like, look, little bitch, I can sling you around. Yeah, that's how he treated the little dude.
X-Men, yes.
That's how he treated the dude. So I'm like, I want you to listen to the rationale of our law enforcement right now. You would think that with a guy literally just getting killed by suffocation, we're going to wait for the coroner's report, but basically we watched him die because he wasn't moving on the ground, so we watched him die. So we watched a guy get killed by suffocation, because choking is suffocation. And you got a cop less than a couple of days later standing in the middle of a parking lot plaza choking out a black kid. And then people are like, I don't understand why they acting a fool. You got somebody in Georgia that just got beat up and all types of stuff going on. People are not understanding how many times can our people be mistreated at the hands of police. We shouldn't still be making
trickling down from the police to just it's trickling down from the police to our officials, and then just regular normal citizens that think they have the right to police, you know, black people. It's I haven't seen that video, and I'm glad that I haven't seen it, because I ain't going to even lie. Me being who I am, that probably would have made me tear up. That probably would have made me cry. So I'm glad I didn't see it, honestly.
Yeah. But then they
would have.
Yeah.
That probably would have made me cry. And this whole situation, the whole way around, you know, I was talking to my son today. I said, you know what? I don't agree with our president. I said, but at this point in time with the stuff that's going on, I said, now I see why he was able to get in there, because now we see who is about what and what they're trying to do and what their real agenda is, because a lot of people, true colors are coming right on out. People that regular, you've been working in this cubicle next to Francine for the last 10 years with no motherfucking problem. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, Francine telling you to get your black ass away from her desk like it's just the normal, I mean, just like regular, nothing shit like that. Just everybody's true colors are starting to show, and they feel that it's okay for them, because look what the fuck our so-called leader is doing. This world that we live in, baby, I tell you what, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but the whole situation between the pandemic and the racism and the brutality, baby, I'm scared. And I think I'm a bad bitch. And I'm scared.
Yeah.
You understand me now? I'm scared. I have a 25-year-old son. You know, and they don't care that my son is not like what most people consider to be like black kids. You know what I'm saying? They don't care that in our actuality, you can take my son's color off and dip him in white, and he'll blend right on in with the Asians or the white folks or the mulatto. Would they? That don't matter to them. He is a nigga.
But I've never done this before, but.
And not only
I'm
that, but my daughter also, because they're not just doing it. At first, it was just for our men, and that was bad. And now they're doing it to our women also. Nobody of ethnic descent has we have no leeway. We have no. It's oh my God. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play this song because I want. When you look at systemic problems, one of the things that you know is that so many of our black people are incarcerated for things that they've never done, didn't do, or just because they were railroad. And I just want to say in this time, like, I want to give them a shout out, because there's so many faces sitting behind bars simply because they just fit the description of something that somebody said that they probably didn't even do.
Hey, say jump. Just everybody stretched out behind the wall. Count days on their calendar. Flipping page of month to month. Hey man, I don't give a damn how other folks treat you, man. I wanna let you know, pimp, you ain't missing nothing, homeboy. Real talk. I know the time seems long. Just try and keep strong. Put on your headphones and rewind this song. Remember, you ain't missing nothing, home. I promise you ain't missing nothing, home. Hey, you know the club on hold and the bras on pause. You get home, it's gonna be waiting on y'all. So don't. You know, for real, you ain't missing nothing, home. I promise you ain't missing nothing, home. On everything, my uncle did a decade. Came home, hit the ground running, getting paid like he never did a day. Hit the streets, niggas still in the same place. That war before we went in the chain gang. And doing the same thing, cut the game, go on. You only do 2 days in the joint. The day you get locked up and the day you go home. I know it feels like the world passing you by. Like shit happening every day out there that you don't know about. Every time you call home, your baby mama show up. And your partners don't even see your flicks from when they go out. But don't worry about the stresses. You can shout it nowhere. The time do itself. All you gotta do is show up. Keep laying down, waking up, and thanking the Lord. And before you know it, they gon' open the doors. True story, just prepare yourself for it. If you ain't got a plan, what you need was a second chance. You gon' blow it. Learn and visualize what you're trying to do. And do the time, homeboy. Don't let the time do you. They say the time just flew in the street. Hard to believe from me. Never jealousy as soon as you on the street. I know the time seems long. Just try and keep strong. Put on your headphones and rewind this song. Remember, Jesus is not home. I promise she ain't missing nothing, homie. Hey, just know the club on hold and the bras on pause. You get home, it's gonna be way more, y'all. So, dog, just know for real, she ain't missing nothing, homie. I promise she ain't missing nothing, homie. Try to think it easy for me to stay from here in the booth, but they showed you that put me in there with you. Right now, locked down in the state of the Fed, laying in the bed, playing this over and over as you're saying your head. Yeah, next time I'ma be straight, just count down to my release date. Piece of cake, my nigga Cap right now, serving a life sentence for a murder he committed in self-defense and in such good spirits. Shawty ain't even tripping, and I could be right in there with him. No bullshit, he on his ninth year now, just waiting to get out. Got me thinking my shit ain't even worth complaining about.
You say, fuck, I got something special for you. You say, fuck, I got something special for you. So since y'all, we are in the middle of 2 days on this show. We are in the 29th and we're in the 30th, depending upon what coast you are. We're going to do what day it is, and we're going to put both the days out there. So for You Say Fuck and all of y'all that's on the West Coast and Coastus that's with the Mostuses, today is National Paperclip Day for y'all. So like,
paperclip.
You got a paper, yeah, paperclip day. Like y'all
wait
have
a minute.
Y'all
what's
have
a, paperclip.
I don't. And then the other day, I don't even know what the fuck this is. It's National Car. I'm not even finna try to say that. Like, she's just gonna have to put production manager. You're gonna have to put up that second one. I don't know. I can't even say that, bitch. I don't know what language that's written in. She be throwing. You see how she do me on the air? She said, "Whatever it is Chicken Day."
Oh, okay. Well, hey, it's National Chicken Day.
Right, but
so
she gave me some shit.
Like,
listen, but here's the crazy part. Like, if you look at this, bro, I looked at this shit and almost got them through my phone.
Now, if it would have also been National Watermelon Day, I would have been offended.
Listen, no, it's not that. It's just I couldn't translate this to save my life. Like, you ever been the stupid? You ever seen the stupid kid in class? That, you know, the teacher called on that person to read and they can't really read, so they get mad and throw the book.
Hell
nah. Bitch, I looked at that. I felt like the stupid kid in class. I promise you, I just died lying. Oh my God. Oh, and she said,
so do they mean like
French.
The chicken we eat? Well, it's all the chicken we eat, but like, do they mean like, I mean, like on the farm? Like, I mean, are you supposed to be giving them, Fresh dry corn today, or like, I mean, what
well,
the fuck?
I'm not playing with her. She gonna put that shit on the wall. She gonna explain that one. I refuse to get it. Nope. Y'all go to DJ's round table. The production manager will have put it on the wall. She ain't finna let y'all laugh at me all night. Fuck y'all. All right.
What
so,
is National Chicken Day?
So
oh, that's funny to me.
Listen, okay, so it's also for Saturday for, you know, the people on the East Coast, you know, the best coast. Today is National Creativity Day. That's a good one because I'm actually going to be doing some stuff creative today, so
that's
cool.
Very good. That's very good.
See, they be coming up with some dumb shit. Well, I don't know why she gave me this shit right here. So today is also National Water a Flower Day. What the? No, this ain't no real fucking day.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, it could be because you know what? I only water my plants once a week, and I water them on Friday, so it is possible that
hold on.
It's
you know what? Shut the hell up. Today is also
it's
National Whole.
Okay,
so this day makes sense. It goes with the day before it. It's also National Hole in a Bucket Day. Hole in my Bucket Day. So what, you just go around putting
a hole
in your bucket?
A hole in my bucket?
Some dumb shit, bro. Some dumb shit.
Like I got a bucket and there's
okay.
a hole in it?
Ooh, I like this one, though. I like this one. Saturday is also National Mint Julep Day.
Oh, I like a good mint julep if it's made right. It has to be made right. Because if not, it tastes like black licorice.
And then it's also Loomis Day, and then it's National Multiple Sclerosis Day. Like, where the food at?
Oh,
you want to talk about
one.
The food.
That's a good one.
And we don't want to just talk about no chickens. Where the rest of the food at? Matter of fact, let me go pull up mine, because I don't know where she got hers from. I want to go see what the day is. The 30th? I want to see what it says for the one that I do.
This is crazy. I'm just waiting for him. I'm just waiting for it to pop up, and you be like, "Hey, you say fuck? It's National Balloon Day."
Yeah, I don't like none of these days. I quit. Like, I just quit. I don't even like May. May sucks. See, this is why I don't like May. You get to the end of May and it just started. See, we got to the Gemini season and this shit just went stupid.
See, you ain't right.
Oh, why Peaches couldn't be here tonight? But you know she would have got on me, right?
You know she would have, cause you scandalous.
I love y'all though.
You goddamn better. That's the only thing that saves you from getting your ass kicked is the fact
what?
We know you. The fact we know you love us.
I mean, I do though. Y'all got sexy. Y'all got sexy foreheads.
You know, that caught me so far off guard. I can't do nothing but laugh. I ain't even got nothing smart to come back with. I can't even do nothing but laugh. You know, my forehead is kind of smooth. It don't have lines in it and stuff.
Really, bro?
Oh, my goodness. Lord, you know I need help.
I don't even know why I talk to you. Why do I talk to you?
Because you love me. Look at my cat, Empress, over here up under my foot. She see me rolling the blunt. She's
you
trying
know,
to get up
I,
in my
bed. Usually, you know, I'm going to give, because I know I was angry, because I had to, like, y'all don't understand. Like, I have been holding back, because I've been said a lot about a lot of the killings that have gone on, and I've really held back. But I'm going to play a song, and you say fuck. I don't really let people inside of my like one of my meditation rituals, and I'm not going to tell you how I use this song in my meditation rituals. But this song that I'm about to play right here, whenever I'm trying to heal, whenever I'm trying to get over something, whenever I'm trying to find peace in myself, this is one of my favorite go-to songs right here.
Let me have it.
They were good and evil. We chose who? Why make a man with the most sound? You fucked up, man. The rich man's work is in the sea. He's a fraction of the poor. He's in poverty. Lord, destruction of your soul. It's vanity, yeah, yeah, yeah. You there? I wanna rule my destiny, yeah. I wanna rule my destiny. Whoa, whoa, destiny. Mama, look up when you call me. Mama, look up when you call me. I wanna rule my destiny. Yeah, yeah. Who despise me? I wanna rule my destiny. Ooh, we love. I've been blessed, I've been good. I love God so much they keep fighting me. I'm not giving up. Wherever I am, feel my spiritual hope. We stumble by understanding must never be too much. Give my protection day and night. From even the best delays, I'm walking that daylight. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. Yeah. I wanna hold my destiny. Yeah, oh, if I please. I'm in the room, my destiny. Oh, and the way they're caught from us, Lord. You have them in the region, in the valley of decision. Restraining the Eden to the rock of fire.
Man, you say, fuck, that song right there always takes me to a special place, you know?
All right. It seems like something to just cool out and relax to.
Man, listen, y'all don't understand. When Buju got out of jail and he did that concert in Jamaica, baby, listen, I was one of those people. I was figuring out how to stream that sucker, baby. I promise you. Like, one of my homegirls, her sister was in the crowd streaming it, and like, she shared it to me. When I tell you, I sat there for hours and I watched that man put his soul on the stage when he came out. Like, people don't understand. That was the highest selling concert at Jamaica State National Stadium since Bob Marley.
Oh, really? Now that's
yes.
Big.
That's understand.
Big. That's really big.
That's the precedent that he set. That, like, I tell people, like, if you haven't really sat down and listened to Buju's music, like, you really need to go from first album all the way through and see the stories and the information and the soul and the life that he shares in his music. And that's why, like, people be like, why don't you like the current state of overall music today? And I'm like, I miss the messages. Like,
I can agree
like,
with that.
Cause don't get me wrong. Cause people miss this part. It's not that we didn't have booty shaking music. It's not that we didn't have music that didn't say nothing at all. We had some of the dumbest songs ever created in earth, wrote during our time span. But at
true.
The same time,
very much that.
But we
Uchi,
had
Uchi,
enough,
la, la, la.
But we had enough talented artists who took their artistry serious, and they took their craft serious, like. It wasn't a job.
Yeah, we don't have talented
artists
now.
They wrote on their downtime. They wrote songs to. They would write a letter to somebody and realize, oh shit, I wrote a song, and then turn it into a song because it was so poetic. It was so just. I miss music.
Powerful. The words meant something.
I miss when you were going through. You know, when Karen White sung Superwoman, every woman who was going through that type of situation could sing that with pride. Because I'm coming out of this today, baby. You don't got to like it, but I'm coming out of this today. And so what people are so forgetting and so misrepresentative with the black spirit is, see, the one thing that we have so in tune with animals is we have our urges. And our urges sometimes control our emotion because we can't see something. Like, we can't see certain things and be docile about it. Understand, there's no docile when we see wrong transgressions because it's an 8-step in. See, the tribal part of us is like, as long as it's a fair fight, we'll let them fight for the land. And whoever wins, that's who we'll go ahead and serve. See, we're tribal. People keep this is the difference between whites and blacks. Let me give you something. We are inherently in tune with our tribal side. No matter how much we try to put other things on top of it and try to make it look great and try to give it panache and we try to shine it up and polish it, we are tribal. We need outside. We need interaction of people. We need to touch air. We need to touch water. We need to touch the trees. We need to touch the ground. We need to touch the sun. We need it.
Yeah.
We're not a people who can stay isolated and away from everything too long because we're a tribal people. Tribal people party together. tribal people say, we don't need nobody. Hey, bro, go downstairs, set the drums up, put all the chairs in a circle. We'll light a bonfire, bitch. We got this.
Because I've been told plenty of times, you don't need no friends. You got enough cousins. Go play with them.
Right.
So I feel you.
Hey, listen. Somebody call
all
Keisha.
All the way down
she
to
got
little stuff like that.
Listen. They be like, call Keisha. That, she got some food stamps. We'll eat. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
we go through storms so better than anybody because we have been going through storms our entire life, our entire lineage, our entire culture, our entire who we are. We are people of survival.
Yes, we are.
Whether you give it to us or we have to do it by ourselves, right. We are people of survival. And if there's nothing else that pisses off everybody else when it comes to us, they look at us and always say, that motherfucker ain't dead yet. let me explain something to y'all.
It's funny because it's true because I've actually asked that question of certain people when I don't see somebody for a long time and they tell me, hey, you know, I just seen something. I'll be like, girl, shit, I thought that nigga would have been done, got killed by now. Hell, I ain't going to even lie. I'm not even going to lie.
Because sometimes just the savage nature that a certain person can come from and be of, you like, bro, like, I know he going to be dead before he's 14.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some of us that are just savage.
So my little sister just told me the other day she didn't think I was going to make it to 25. I'm like, bitch.
Hey, you got 25. I was told I was going to be dead or in jail by 18.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. They just didn't have no faith in you.
Right. They said, this was told to me. I would be surprised and shocked if you see 18. And I said, wow, what kind of person do you take me to be?
Damn, 18? That's still a baby. Goodness.
Yeah, I was told this when I was 6.
What kind of horrible people were you dealing with to tell a 6-year-old child some bullshit like that?
Welcome to the world. I keep telling people I didn't get the cuddling.
Wow.
Like let me tell you something. As gentle
wow.
as I am and as patient as I am with people, you know the one skill set that I never got?
What?
No one ever showed me the skill set when I was young of who I am today. My mother, I will tell you this, my mother was love. Like, if you ever wanted to meet love personified, that was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't confuse love with I won't punch you in your mouth. Because people forget that love is tough. Like, you can't just always love
yeah.
on somebody and treat them like goddamn Jell-O. Love does have to be tough at some time. But I never had an opportunity to say that somebody else was going to come and do something for me. I never was blessed with
damn.
That. And so
I tell people
all the time, the one thing that I always try to show people that I can be is a person who shows up and says, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll take the trash out. You know what? Don't worry about it. You don't got nobody to help you move. I'll help you move. Because I've never had in my life, until I met the circle of people that I love dearly now that's in my life, going through my life in the beginning stages, it was, so you expected a handout?
Oh.
I was treated like an 18-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old man when I was old enough to read, write, and talk.
I couldn't imagine.
And so I tell people all the time.
I couldn't imagine.
I told you that story because I want people to understand this. It doesn't matter whether you come from money or whether you come from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All of that means nothing if you cannot look at the definition of the character of the person. And the part, here's what, before we end the air and before we go off, the part of the Minnesota issue that bothered me so much, they went and looked at the character of the person that is dead. They went to go try to look into the background of the person that is laying on the ground. But I posted it on my page. I think our production manager has shared it. I want you guys to go and look at the 18 reprimands of the man who put his foot or put his knee on his neck. That is his character. Because I want you to tell me this, you say, before we get off the air. The only question I've ever asked you, could you get written up 18 times at your job and still be there?
Oh, definitely not. Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. In no way, shape, or form. They wouldn't even think twice. They wouldn't give a fuck about them little punk ass 8 years. They'd be like, all right, it was nice. Deuces. Shit. If I owned my own company, if I had to write myself up that many times, I'd fire my damn self. But no, nowhere. Hell, I couldn't flip burgers at McDonald's and be late 3 times without getting motherfucking fired. Come on now. It's crazy when you see the difference, how certain people are treated and then what they expect out of the people who are being treated like shit.
So with that being said, we're going to ride out on them. We love y'all. Y'all made it another show. Until the end of time.
Inside my childhood, but it's my heart died. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times make a true friend to break the act. A currency that you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly, someone to believe in. As you can see, that's all things to a truth. What could I do? Fear myself, you get through. And coming new, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up on top. Being a thief to the peace that was on my block. And never stopped when my mama asked me for a change. Telling, yeah, but the way I always be the same. And tell him in the past.
You're stuck in the way. Your hands are gonna
kill me
once again.
I'm crazy. My heart said, seem to scare all my sister kids. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This long night, money makes you got me out of touch. Shit, it's like smiling a long laugh. An unexpected birth, worse than a ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo. Ride all alone with my Lolo. Watching the whole world move in slow mo. Five times disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking four state, my thoughts in the back to post it. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I had a moment like a Mexican. It's Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was rap. Until the end of time.
These broken wings, I need your hands to come and heal me once again.